from Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Tea Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet presents the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, George Neese, Sharon Douglas, the sportsman, Opie Chase and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me. Ecstasy. He's just like chocolate candy, as sweet as honey to a bee. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about
Canada too. Without Harry's wild about me.
So long ago, Judy was rejected from membership in Brenda Laverne's exclusive sorority. Judy's still unhappy about it, as we find her writing in her diary.
Dear diary, Brenda's sorority rejected me. I'm so unhappy. I'm nothing but a misfit. I'm the unhappiest girl in Brentwood.
Judy, if you're so unhappy, why are you laughing?
Well, Aunt Aggie, I'm writing with a quill pen and the feather keeps tickling my nose.
Judy, I'm sorry Brenda's sorority wouldn't accept you. Do you suppose you did something wrong at their dinner party?
Well, I ain't sure. Everything was going okay at that dinner till they asked me to serve the meatballs. You see, the table was 40 feet long.
40 feet long? Well, how did you serve the meatball?
With a tennis racket. My score was 40 love before I ever got to the gravy.
Judy, many of those girls are descendants of fine, wealthy families. You know, Brenda's great-grandfather was known as Laverne, the petroleum king.
Oh, shucks. My great-grandfather was known as Canova, the bicarbonate king.
The bicarbonate king?
Yeah, he was one of the first saddlers. Why, sure, they call him Hopalong Acidity. What about Aunt Aggie? I'm going to show that Brenda Laverne that my ancestors is just as good as hers. Yes, sir. I found a society that looks up all about your ancestors, and I'm having them look up mine. It's Genealogy Society.
A genealogy society?
Yeah, that's something like a vacuum cleaner.
Like a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, they pick up all the family dirt.
Oh, good gracious, what is Uranium doing in the kitchen?
Uranium, what are you doing out there?
You know something, Miss Judy?
I was making a mark on the wall to see how much I've grown. But it's uranium. This mark on the wall is only 3 feet high.
I know, honey. A lot of flannel on my back and measure my stomach.
Say, Geranium, did I hear your boyfriend, Pomeroy, in the kitchen last night kissing you?
Yes, he kissed me and kissed me and kissed me. Then all of a sudden, he stopped.
He stopped?
Yes, and I said, what's the matter? Don't you love me no more? He said, sure, I love you, honey. I'm just resting. Let me do this. Say, what if that genealogy society discovers that you've got royal blood?
Royal blood?
Uh-huh.
Gee, we've never thought of that.
What if you found out that you was a lady with a title?
A lady with a title? Oh, shucks, Geranium, there ain't no lady prize fighters.
Say, honey.
None of my friends is, anyway.
Ain't so
none of my friends.
Well, look, honey, if you was a royal lady, how would I address you?
Well, you'd call me your ladyship.
And if your brother Zeke was a lord,
you'd call him your lordship.
Yeah, well, what if your Uncle R.T. turned out to be an admiral? What would I call him?
Your flagship. Graham, if I got royal blood, it'll sure make them sorority girls sit up and take notice. Yes, sir. Just think. Maybe one of my ancestors stood up in the court of King James and said,
pardon me for talking in your face and your ears.
Pedro, I'm glad you came. This room seems awfully cold. Have you kept the thermometer at 70 degrees like I told you to?
Gee, I put it in a glass of warm water.
Pedro, it's been so cold in here, I've been practically biting my fingernails.
Oh, senorita, that is a bad habit. When I was a little boy, my father cured me of biting my fingernails.
He did? How?
He pulled out all my teeth. Senorita, can I help it if there is a cold rain outside?
No, Pedro. And I guess the rain does do a lot of good, too.
Gee, 1 hour of rain now will do more good in 5 minutes than a month of it would do in a week at any other time unless it was leap year.
Now, Pedro, what's leap year got that the other years ain't got?
The lost weekend. You know, Senorita, my girl is smart. She catches the rain and shampoos her head. She catches the water in a strainer.
Say, bro, she can't catch water in a strainer.
Well, what's the difference? She has no hair.
Well, tell me, does she wear a wig, Pedro?
Yes, she has a special wig. On Monday, it is a blonde. Tuesday, she turns it inside out and it is a brunette.
Golly, what kind of wig do you call that?
A convertible top. Well, Senorita, I mailed a letter for you to the Gene Molecule Society.
Oh, that's fine, Pedro. I'm anxious to hear about my ancestors, you see.
Oh, Senorita, I have a poem about mine. I once had an ancestor named Gonzalez who spent all his time at the Folly. As he watched Sally Rand wave her big fan, he said, I wish I was an ostrich, by golly.
Thank you.
His clarinet and his orchestra playing Calling All Clarinets. Remember, Doctor's Brew, Palmolive's beauty results. It's true, Doctor's Brew, Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin, oily skin, rough skin, women as old as 60, even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexion. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors proved this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new Big Sister bath size Palmolive.
Judy, what are you doing with that old family album?
Aunt Aggie, I'm checking on the ancestors that I know about. See, I'm looking over the family keepsakes and other mementos.
Judy, don't you mean mementos? Momentum is something you pick up going downhill.
Well, that's my family. They went downhill faster than anybody.
Is this,
oh, that's my Uncle Midas. He's my rich uncle. Yeah, he's got a big farm with 5,000 hens and 2 roosters.
My, he must be independent.
Yeah, but not half as independent as them 2 roosters. Howdy, mister.
Hello there, girlie. Remember me?
Sure, you're that traveling salesman fella.
Yep, Roscoe P. Whittle's the name.
What's the P for?
Penicillin. See, when I was born, my old man took one look at me and said, I'm cured. Ain't that the nurse's nighty? Yes, sir. You tell him, appendix, I'm in stitches.
Mister?
Golf club.
Golf club? Do you play golf?
Yes, sir. Yesterday I played golf with Jack Benny, Bob Hope, and Gypsy Rose Lee.
Oh, can Gypsy Rose Lee play good golf?
I'll say. Every day she goes around in a less and less. Ain't that the grade A cream?
Yeah, but you better put it back on ice. It's beginning to clabber up.
Say, you know, Jack Benny plays an awful cheap game of golf.
Plays a cheap game, huh?
Yep, every time somebody yells 4, Benny hollers 398. Is that a ding-dong dandy? I guess it wasn't. Oh, that'll kill you.
Maybe so, but I ain't gonna give up without a struggle.
Oh, well, if you didn't like that joke, sis, I got one about a rooster that lays an egg.
Yes, sir, and you're the one who can do it, too.
All right, sis, I had a joke about a chicken, but just for that, I won't pull it.
Oh! That's a Lulu.
Well, maybe it was just a loo. Yes, sir, that was pretty near the roaster's ruler skin. The rooster's roller skin. You tell him, Egghead, the yoke's on you. Well, sis, would you like one of these here golf clubs?
Yeah, I'll take this big iron one, and I don't want it for playing golf, neither.
Oh, okay, I can take a hit. I'll scram. As the golf ball said to the driver, let me off at the donut shop. I'm going to make a hole in one.
Golly, that fella sounds like he's been sleeping under a crazy quilt that went to his head. Ah, oh, there's that doorbell again. Okay, so I'll see who's at the door.
See you, Senorina. Oh, hello, Senor Botsford. It's a little chilly out, no?
Yes, it is. You know, this is the kind of night I like to spend sitting by the fire with someone's head resting on my shoulder. How about you, Pedro?
Senor, don't you think I'm a little too old for you?
Howdy, Bensley.
Hello, Judy. Oh, gosh, you look wonderful tonight.
Oh, it's this new makeup I'm wearing, but I didn't get it on very good.
What is it, Max Factor number 3?
No, Sherwin Williams number 10. Save the surface and you save all. Of course, that ain't all in this case. Bensley, did you come here to make love to me?
Why not, Judy? Oh, look out in the lily pond.
Uh-huh.
Even the frogs are calling to their mates in the pond. Now, why can't we be like those little frogs sitting on the lily pads?
Okay, but you go first and see if they'll hold it.
Judy, what's that scrapbook doing in your lap?
Oh, I'm having my ancestors looked up. And these are the ones I know about. This fella here is Uncle Herkimer. He's married to Aunt Cynthia. He married her when she was 45.
45? Well, how'd your Aunt Cynthia meet Uncle Herkimer?
I don't know, but it sure cured him of whistling. This is him right here. Oh, and that's their dog. The dog's the one on the left.
Why, Judy, I have a dog just like that.
What kind is he?
An Eskimo Spitz.
I know that, but answer my question.
Judy, your Uncle Rudy looks like an old cowpuncher.
Yeah, and he still wears that sombrero in memory of the old chuck wagon days.
The old chuck wagon days?
Yep. Every Saturday night, they picked him up and chucked him in the wagon. Gee, I hope that genealogy company finds out I come from royalty.
Royalty? But aren't you a pioneer stock, Judy?
Oh, not necessarily. Well, we only came west just because one day I said to Pa, Pa, I want to go out west. Take me out west, where men are...
Where men are what?
That's all. Take me out west, where men are.
Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight? That wonderful feeling that you want to be kissed? You're strolling in the park. The stars so bright above. You love to love somebody, but there's nobody better love. You ever get that longing on a June night? That wonderful longing you can never resist. Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight? That feeling that says you want to be kissed.
Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight? That wonderful feeling that you want to be kissed. You're strolling in the park, the stars so bright above. You love to love somebody, but there's nobody there to love. You ever get that longing on a June night? That wonderful longing you can never resist. Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight? That feeling that says you want to be kissed.
ever get that feeling in the moonlight? That wonderful feeling that you want to be kissed.
You want to be kissed.
You're strolling in the park, the stars so bright above. You love to love somebody, but there's nobody there to love. Did you ever get that longing on a June night? That wonderful longing you can never resist. Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight?
Message from Colgate Tooth Powder. It gives no warning, it rings no alarm, but a breath of trouble can ruin your charm. So the wise thing to do is be on your guard against that breath of trouble, I mean unpleasing breath, for it can mark you down in business or love. It's happened to thousands without their knowing. Don't let it happen to you. Do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate Tooth Powder, for Colgate Tooth Powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Remember to buy it first thing, and remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
I hope I get a good report from that genealogy society. I hope it shows I'm a royal lady.
Well, regardless, Judy, you must continue to develop your culture. I've engaged Mr. Kearns, the tutor, for you again.
Oh, him? Well, that old Mr. Kearns had the nerve to say that what I don't know would fill a book.
Judy, I hope you proved he was wrong.
I sure did. I made him admit that what I don't know would fill a whole library.
Now, Miss Judy, Mr. Kearns, the tutor, is here.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Kearns.
Ah, Miss Canova, let's get right down to work. I feel good, good, good. Let's dig, dig, dig.
Well, chop, chop, chop. I sure hope you've learned me some education, Professor.
Well, I shall try, Miss Canova. Let's start with addition. Now, I have 2 cats, and you give me 2 more. How many cats have I?
4.
Correct. Now I have 1 rabbit, and you give me 1 more. How many rabbits have I?
150.
Oh. Oh, Miss Canova, you don't know your arithmetic.
Mr. Kearns, you don't know your rabbit.
Well, perhaps we should study our grammar instead. Now, Miss Canova, repeat this sentence. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
Yes, but why do you whisper?
Oh, the fox will never make it if we wake up the dog.
Oh, no, Miss Canova, the dog in this case is hypothetical.
Is what?
I said the dog is hypothetical.
Well, try a little mange cure. Maybe you'll get over it. Yeah, never hurt me none.
Oh, dear. No, Miss Canova. This is strictly hypothesis.
What?
Hypothesis. Shall I repeat that?
No, my windshield wiper ain't working.
Your mental quotient is beyond comprehension, and your thinking processes are positively...
If that means what I think it does, you'd ought to be ashamed. Making derogatory remarks to me, what's liable to have royal blood in my veins.
Royal blood?
Why, yeah. When the report comes back from the Genealogy Society, it's liable to say, I'm a blooming titled lady.
Miss Canova, it's more liable to say you're a blooming idiot. Good day.
Aunt Aggie was right. He said that fellow was a tutor, and he sure blew his top.
Hey, Miss Judy, Miss Brenda Levine's here to see you.
Well, good evening, Miss Canova.
Oh, howdy, Bren. Gee, that's a nice dress you're wearing.
Well, that's a nice dress you're wearing, Miss Canova. What color was it?
What color was it?
Oh, that's a joke, Miss Canova. There's nothing like a little comedy relief.
Well, that one ain't on relief. It's on an old age pension. Brenda, it might interest you to know that Benchley Botford just came by to see me.
Benchley Botford? Oh, he's the intellectual type. Now, don't tell me he likes you for your mind.
Shucks, he likes me for what I don't mind. Yeah, he even wanted to kiss me today.
Kiss you? Oh, you expect me to believe that? Miss Canova, I'm nobody's fool.
Well, cheer up. Maybe somebody will adopt you. Brenda, after today, you may find out that I got royal blood.
Well, so what? I'm descended from royalty.
You are?
Yes. In 1643, one of my family fought with the Knights of the Bath and was given the royal palm.
Oh, that ain't nothing. Every Saturday night, my family fought over the bathtub to see who'd get the palm olive.
Oh, you could use some of it now, Miss Canova. Isn't your face dirty, or is it my imagination?
Shucks, my face is clean. I don't know about your imagination.
Well, I've heard enough of this inane chatter. Goodbye. Judy, a special delivery letter came from the Genealogical Society.
Oh, boy, now I'll be able to show Brenda a thing or two.
But, Judy, you must have sent your letter to the wrong place. This reply is from the Equine Genealogical Society.
Equine? What's that?
Equine is a term for horses.
Horses? Gee, no wonder they wrote what they did.
What did they say, Judy?
They said your great-grandfather ran third in the Kentucky Derby and paid $3.20 to show. Folks, they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder. Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that when you're away from someone you love, it helps a lot to sit down and write a letter that says something like this. It's been so long, darling, since I had to go away. It's been so long, darling, and I'll never forget that day. Although you never mentioned it, you cried the whole day long. It's been so long, darling, but now I'm coming home. It's been so long, darling, since I gazed into your eyes. It's been so long, darling, do you really realize that just the thought of seeing you, it scares me through and through. It's been so long, darling, since I had a kiss from you. Folks, I'd like to wish happy birthday to one of the finest cities in America, Milwaukee. This week, Milwaukee is 100 years young, and I'm sorry I can't be there personally to see how proud every one of its 830,000 citizens must be. So, here's hoping that you have many happy returns of the day, and that you continue to be the same wonderful inspiration to every other city in the world. Good luck, Milwaukee.
This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day palm olive plan for a lovelier complexion. And don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date. Now, here's Judy.
Good night, folks. Sorry we're a little late.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.